So this lady is coming in saying she doesn't want chemotherapy. What about a patient, Corey, who comes in and says, I want everything possibly that could be done?
The opposite
And
kind of
even
thing.
though really at the point that you were treating her, I guess she was asymptomatic and just had this pancreatic lesion. But a younger, more aggressive patient, Corey, would you consider chemotherapy or, the combination you reported of carbo, pembrolizumab, PEM? And can you do that with adenosquamous?
Before 2016, certainly before October of 2016, I would have probably treated this patient, assuming there were no contraindications, with PEM, carbo, bevacizumab, no antecedent hemoptysis or active pulmonary embolism. You did
The
mention a
PEM being
recent pulmonary
pemetrexed,
embolism,
we should point
pemetrexed,
out.
as opposed to pembrolizumab, so we probably should spell it all out. With the recent P, possibly not. Just go with pemetrexed and carboplatin. As of October 2016, I would have preferentially treated this person with pembrolizumab, single agent. We had the data, we did not yet have an approval. So even if the patient wants everything done, doesn't mean they're going to be able to
Chemo.
get everything. Chemo plus pembrolizumab if their insurance box. As of May 2017, we now have the conditional approval for the triplet. Remember, though, that this is a person with more than 50% expression. Well, that approval is independent of PD-L1 status, so technically and theoretically, you could treat this person with the triplet. If we look at the 20 patients on cohort G from KEYNOTE-021 who had expression levels 50% or higher, the response rate was 80%. I mean, it was probably higher than the actual response rate for single agent pembrolizumab. We have zero data comparing pembro alone to pembro plus chemo. But I would have equipoise in a patient who's demanding everything to consider the triplet.
I'm going to ask you two in a second how this is playing out in your own practice, these first-line decisions and PD-L1 levels. But I do want to sort of find out also from Gavin and how you're thinking through this, maybe one of the most important questions in oncology today, which is first-line therapy and integrating the PD-L1 status greater or less than 50%. We did a recent survey of, I think, 25 lung cancer investigators. What we found was that if the PD-L1 level is over 50%, they mainly gave pembro alone. But if it was less than 50%, it was 2-to-1 chemo and a third. So two-thirds chemo plus or minus bev, a third chemo plus checkpoint. I think people are thinking, the typical not urgent situation. I'll ask you both about sick people, but patient like this, how are you approaching, particularly, based on PD-L1 level?
So this patient would have received just pembrolizumab in my practice. I was one of those 20 investigators who responded with the pembrolizumab alone in the high expressors. In the low expressors, I think I would have given this patient chemotherapy first if that were the case, and if they had less than 50% expression. The results of 21G, the triplet combination, is interesting, but I think we should wait for the results of the phase III. Even though there's an FDA approval, I think these are small numbers and the toxicities increase to some extent. And the real comparison would have been in the high expressors, comparing the triplet combination with pembrolizumab alone. So I have not yet embraced that triplet combination with checkpoint inhibitor in the frontline setting.
So the one situation we ask people about that we see people thinking about is the sick patient. Patient's got a lot of tumor, they're very symptomatic. Do you think about the triplet there?
The argument there is that checkpoint inhibitors take a while to work, and these patients may not ever live long enough to get this, especially the high expressers who are very sick, where you need immediate response to chemotherapy. I feel in that population, if you have a high PD-L1 expression, those are very sick. They are likely to respond to pembrolizumab, but they're not going to be strong enough to wait for 2 months to see their benefit. In that population, I see the triplet combination to be of some benefit.
So the high expressors, what
Who are
about
sick.
low expressors that
The
are
low
sick?
expressors, the response rate is modest with checkpoint inhibitors in these populations. I would try the conventional chemotherapy.
So, Corey, do you agree with that statement that you got to wait a couple months for benefit? I mean, I'm not even sure from what I've heard, just talking to people, it sounds like it's almost similar to chemo from what a lot of people
I
say.
think most of the data now show that the responses are a bit faster than we assumed initially.
But I mean, as fast as chemo?
For the most part. Certainly when you add it to chemo, the responses are actually faster than with chemo alone. I sort of share Govindan's concerns. First off, I was very ambivalent about the approval. It was a randomized phase 2 trial. There was no survival benefit, at least not manifest at that time. The phase 3 study was still ongoing. Those results had not yet been reported. A little bit less concerned about the toxicity, which didn't seem to be all that bad. So my philosophy for, I think there are actually two separate studies that need to be done. For those who are 50% or higher, you need pembro alone versus pembro chemo. For those who are less than 50%, chemo alone plus or minus pembro. And that study is being done. That's the S189 trial. For those who are really sick, where you basically got one shot on goal and they have more than 50% expression, I have no hesitancy to give all three drugs. The response rate, again, cross-trial comparisons, but the response rate numerically was higher. These folks may not live to a second regimen.